Good evening. The 10 p.m. news presented by Kelly Aben. In the headlines, the president of the National Communication Council, Joe Chebonken Kalabubse, has cautioned presenters of talk shows and those handling interactive programs to fight against verbal violence and some uncivic behavior regularly demonstrated by guests on such platforms. In sports, the 4th African Zone 4 Karate Jamboree has ended this Sunday with Cameroon emerging first with a total of 39 medals. A development of this and more right ahead. We open the news with religion. Christians of the True Church of God, drawn from the three northern regions as well as neighboring countries such as Chad and the Central African Republic, have concluded a two-day convention in Yagua, Mayo Dani Division, with the determination to be exemplary Christians. Reverend Dungu Abati Francois, the national president of the True Church of God, charged the Christians to be faithful and be advocates of peace. Amos Enonyaket Agbo with the details.
For 2 days, the Christians of the True Church of God, led by its national president, Reverend Dengue Abati Francois, used the opportunity to deepen their relationship with God as well as seek for better ways to enlarge the evangelism sphere of the denomination. Pastor Joseph Ngami is director of education at the True Church of God.
A Christian is supposed to be an example in our society. It's not good to see somebody claiming to be called a Christian, but he's stubborn. Christians should be the examples.
More than 2,000 Christians attended the divine encounter, with about 60 of them receiving the sacrament of baptism. Amos Enonyaket Agbo, CLTV News, Yagua.
Now on to one of our top stories. The president of the National Communication Council has cautioned presenters of talk shows and interactive programs in Cameroon on the need to avert the spread of inappropriate verbal violence and uncivil behavior, which he says could jeopardize public order. According to a press release signed by Joe Chebonken Kalabubse, the council has observed a recurrent trend in hateful and violent discourse, widespread abuse of language, and uncouth views directed at individuals, public and private individuals, sometimes inciting sedition, stigmatization, or segregation. Albert Njembonde examines the context under which the press release of the president of the National Communication Council is signed.
It has virtually become a rendezvous of the weekends, radio like TV, French like English, the topics mainly politics, anchored by talk show hosts whose choices of panelists already tell of the direction the debate will take and knowing how their programs will end. Some figures have virtually taken their participation in political debate programs for a career. They move from one television channel to another, as if they were on mission. They are masters of all subjects, with their underlying message being that government is doing little or nothing at all, and their time is up. If advocates of the regime attempt to justify government position, it's usually a war that erupts, where trademark verbal punches are thrown at each other. Cases abound where presenters have had to prematurely end programs or interrupt them for minutes to calm flaring tempers. That is when they still have a mastery of the subjects and command over the trend of events, for sometimes panelists come with content to misinform or disinform without the moderators of the debate programs coming in to make corrections with facts. As Cameroon moves gradually into a year of elections, it was important to remind the media on its role of neutrality and impartiality, having in mind that peace and social cohesion is a collective heritage enjoyed by Cameroonians that should be collectively safeguarded in the best interest of all.
The release is coming at a time when the media and its role in the preservation of peace and social cohesion was discussed during the first biannual conference of regional governors for 2024. During the opening ceremony, the Minister of Territorial Administration, Polantanganji, warned that sanctions will be meted out to media organs and political actors who intend to use the press to incite violence. Here now is an excerpt of Polantanganji, selected by Political Desk editor Albert Njembonde.
Media houses should be very conscious during their interactive programs, which have become a kind of one-man show where people exhibit intelligence or ignorance, where hate speech and defiant state authority has become the order of the day. Any attempt to disrupt the electoral process today, tomorrow, shall be dealt with squarely. President Paul Biya has given freedom of speech and democracy to us so that we should build our country instead of destroying what has been achieved. It has taken President Paul Biya a long time to build our country on a solid foundation where we enjoy peace, national unity, and the spirit of living together in spite of our differences. It should be restated that he remains the head of state and incarnates all state institutions. Unscrupulous politicians have taken upon themselves to address the head of state as if they were talking to a layman. We encourage politicians to go about their activities in strict respect of state institutions.
That was Territorial Administration Minister Polantanganji. The Northwest Regional Delegate of National Security has exhorted members of the police corps in the region to work hard in order to eradicate acts of insecurity and terrorism. Commissioner Elong Wilson Jume made the call in Bamenda while handing letters of recognition and compensation to some of the police officers who were involved in a crackdown that led to the seizure of human bones and weapons from traffickers and terrorists. Golden Dofeko Olivier reports from CRTV Northwest in Bamenda.
The close to 8 years asymmetric war between the defense and security forces, who are on the line of duty to neutralize armed banditry and insecurity in the Northwest region, have yielded some positive results that the police corps decided to recommend some 5 elements of the Bamenda Central Police Station to top management for recognition and compensation. Commissioner Elon Wilson Jume is the Northwest Regional Delegate of National Security.
They caught some people with human bones, human bone traffickers, and attacked terrorist armed group that resulted in neutralization of some terrorists and seized assault guns from these terrorists.
The commissioner of the Bamenda Central Police Station, Emmanuel Mbok, says the success story is thanks to the collaboration of the population and clairvoyance of the police elements assigned to him by hierarchy. The Northwest Regional Delegate of National Security, Commissioner Elon Wilson Jume, presented the encouragement message of the Delegate General for National Security to the police corps of the region. Golde Ntafuka Olivier, CRTV News, Bamenda.
You're listening to the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV. We go over to the Ocean Division in the South Region, where the people of Evuzok have been invited to stay united while working on promoting their culture and local development. The call was made by their leaders in Bipindi during the launch of the fifth edition of the Festi Zouk cultural and sporting season, where prizes were awarded to the community's outstanding pupils and students. Bruno Donwe-Fonwe reports from Evuzok.
The launch of the fifth edition of the Festizok for the Evuzok people in the Ocean's Vision would take a pattern of promoting their local culture, strengthen their unity, and bond them to work on local development. During the launch of the sociocultural festival and sporting season, Patrice Melom, member of the elite of the community, and his wife awarded outstanding pupils and students with prizes.
This is a ceremony of excellency to encourage them and to tell them that we count on them to replace us when we will be on retirement.
The director general of the Port Authority of Kribi, native of the village, was equally crowned Ezuzwa, the global leader of the Evuzok people.
all the people from different communities of my tribe, from Koli, from Fifinda, Sola, Ebolova. They gathered and they decided that I should be the leader, and I accept this. I consider that this is only another responsibility I have to take on.
The opening game for FestiZoc pitted AS du Centre against Super Diable Rouge. Frank Njala Major is Divisional Officer of Bepenzi.
There is a good rendezvous that makes people of Evuzok to go together, to think together and to do together.
The Evuzok people are equally partnering with the International Centre for Cultural and Artistic Heritage, who documented their history to share the knowledge with the community. Bruno Ndonywe Funwe, CRTV, Evuzok.
The Sociocultural Organization for the Development of Agriculture and Livestock, dubbed SODELCO, has just installed a new executive office of the Garua Bulai subdivision in the Lom and Jerem division. The national coordinator of this association, Yunusa Issa, while installing the new board chair, urged them to promote living together and to fight against juvenile delinquency. Details with Celestine Sumbele.
In order to preserve their culture and strengthen the bonds of brotherhood, the members of the Sociocultural Association for the Development of Agriculture and Livestock, abbreviated SODELCO, have installed a new executive office in the Garua Bulai subdivision, Oseni Musa, Secretary General of SODELCO. We have noticed that education remains the most important thing when we have lost everything else. Reason why we came to sensitize that through the association SODELCO, we give them an opportunity in which they can better manage things in peace, comfort, mutual coexistence, especially the culture of mediocrity, something very important. In the presence of local authorities, including the mayor of Garua Bulai, Adamu Abdon, the newly installed president is more than ever committed to meeting the many challenges facing his community. Muhammadu Bairo Usmanu. For those who came to massively support the installation, we will enlarge the agropastoral activities and also mutual coexistence with agricultural farmers. The performance from traditional Fulanese dance groups, notably Yerubi, enlivened the public that massively turned out at the esplanade of the Garua Bulai Municipal Hall. It's also worth noting that SODELCO was founded by Cameroonian businessman Adamu Baba Danpulu. Celestine Sumbele, CRTV, Garua Bulai.
Beyond our frontiers, the FBI has warned the man who shot at Donald Trump during a campaign as Thomas Matthew Crooks. Crooks is alleged to have opened fire while the former president was addressing a crowd in Botta, Pennsylvania. One audience member died and two others were badly hurt. Officials say the 20-year-old kitchen worker was shot dead at the scene by a Secret Service sniper. In a statement, the FBI said Crooks was the subject involved in the assassination attempt on the former president and that an active investigation was underway. In sports, Cameroon has emerged champion of the 14th African Zone 4 karate competition that wrapped up this evening at the Fandena Gymnasium in Yaoundé. Cameroon finished first with a total of 39 medals, that is 27 in gold, 7 silver and 5 bronze, and was followed by the Democratic Republic of Congo with 17 medals, that is 6 in gold, 6 silver and 5 bronze. Congo completed the podium with 10 medals, 3 in gold, 3 in silver and 4 bronze. After the competition that brought together 7 African countries, Ben Collins Nyoberiwo got the reaction of the president of the Cameroon Karate Federation, Bertrand Ndongmo, who sounded satisfied. Take a listen.
We can say that all begin well, end well, because at the end of this competition, Cameroon is the top. It is a pleasure for the Cameroon Karate Federation. We want to thank the government of the Republic of Cameroon, the Ministry of Sport and Physical Education, who enabled us to have this result. They give all we need to prepare and organize this competition. We want to thank also all the country who came to Cameroon to participate in this very, very good competition. We want to thank also the World Karate Federation, UFAC, who sent us the technical director of World Karate Federation, the two world referee to organize the training camp and examination.
A huge task ahead of you, Mr. New Secretary General. The challenge is that right?
Okay, the challenge is to upgrade the karate in all our region. We're going to participate to develop karate in all this country.
Thank you so much. Good luck, and we say congratulations again.
Thank you very much, Ben Collins. Thank you to CRTV.
That excerpt of the president of the Cameroon Karate Federation, Bertrand Dongmo, in an exchange with Ben Collins Newberrywa, brings us to the end of the 10 p.m. news presented by me, Kelly Aben. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for more programs on the national station of the CRTV.